Health Puzzle with your host, Dr. Stuart Ginger.
This is Solving Your Health Puzzle, where we discuss the interferences that are affecting your health and how to remove those interferences to solve your health puzzle. My name is Nancy, and I'm a registered nurse that works with Dr. Stuart Ginger in removing the interferences to health. Dr. Ginger is a chiropractic physician specializing in holistic health care by identifying and removing the interferences that cause stress to our bodies, which is the cause of the changes in our bodies affecting people's health. For more information, you can visit our website at www.drjager.com. That is www.drjager.com. Our discussion today is on holistic healthcare and common health problems in children. We are going to tell you how holistic healthcare helps with ADD, autism, and ear infections without medications or drugs by getting to the source of the problem.
First, we're going to be talking about ADD and ADHD, which stands for Attention Deficit Disorder and Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. Now, the most common type is the attention deficit with the hyperactivity. Now, these children can be described as disruptive, fidgety, easily frustrated, and sometimes having aggressive tendencies and just cannot concentrate. Now, these children are normal or above average in their IQ, but they have poor attention spans, and their grades just suffer. They're just poor grades.
I read that up to 7% of school children have this diagnosis. Traditional medical treatment consists of drugs like Concerta and Ritalin, which have a whole list of warnings. Recent medical studies on rats suggest a popular ADHD drug may have long-term effects on developing brains of children.
Yes, they do. And the scary thing about these drugs is that they do nothing about what is causing these symptoms. These symptoms have been classified and a label attached to it, and then assigned medications to control the symptoms, but ignore the true cause of what is causing the symptoms. It just does not make sense to not find what is irritating the body to cause the symptoms. It is a way to make money by the pharmaceutical companies. It is also an easy out in taking care of the problem. Now, medications do not have the answers to many of the causes to the real reasons for the symptoms associated with ADD and ADHD. Now, autism is characterized by withdrawal and an inability to communicate or form relationships with others. Often, autistic individuals form attachments to objects rather than people and display compulsive behaviors such as flapping or rocking. Often, they avoid eye contact. Now, almost three times as many boys are affected than the girls, and despite a severely limited learning capacity, some autistic children excel in certain areas such as mathematics, memory, or music. Common signs and symptoms include increasing unresponsiveness. Now, autistic children are often normal for the first few months of life before becoming unresponsive to parents and other environmental stimuli. The child may remain aloof to others and fails to form relationships and prefers to play alone. Eye-to-eye contact is avoided. There is a delay in speaking. They walk on their tiptoes or do twiddling of fingers for hours. They have self-injury, screaming fits, and hyperactivity. Unusual fears and difficulty learning manual tasks is common, but appearance and coordination, these things are normal.
So what are some of the causes to ADD, ADHD, and autism?
Well, research and clinical experience says that there are a number of factors possibly causing ADD and ADHD, like food allergies like wheat, dairy, corn, soy, eggs, chocolate, and peanuts, environmental allergies like dust, even artificial ingredients in foods like food preservatives and additives, heavy metal toxins like lead, mercury, and aluminum. A study published in the Journal of the Royal Society of Health found that aluminum can be a factor. Low blood sugar levels make it very difficult for a child to concentrate. Adrenal dysfunction, with the imbalance of epinephrine and norepinephrine, that are important neurotransmitters which affects the child's ability to concentrate and think clearly. A Dr. Harris Coulter, a medical historian from Washington, D.C., believes that autism and other brain disorders can be caused by vaccinations, especially pertussis. Viral infections, either in the mother's pregnancy or early infancy, such as German measles or cytomegalovirus, and then there are nutritional causes.
The blood of many autistic individuals is too acidic, and so whole, unprocessed, alkalizing foods such as fresh vegetables should be used in treatment. Foods to avoid include canned, packaged, and processed foods, sugar, aspartame, and food coloring dyes. In 1990, a study showed when cow's milk and gluten were taken out of the diet, 15 autistic children improved in language, social interactions, and behavior, which shows the importance of treating the allergies.
You know, medications are there because the medical community doesn't have an answer for food and environmental allergies. They do not remove the toxins in our bodies. The best they can do is mask and try to control the symptoms that the child has.
What would make sense would be to remove the possible causes and then supplement possible deficiencies. There was a very scientific study done for 30 weeks using a double-blind, placebo-controlled trial on the effects of high doses of vitamin C, which showed a significant decrease in abnormal sensory motor activity, which may show vitamin C may block dopamine receptors in the brain and may significantly reduce autistic behaviors such as pacing, rocking, spinning, and hand slapping. Dr. Bernard Rimland, director of the Autism Research Institute in San Diego, recommends vitamin B6, zinc, and magnesium, and states that 30-60% of autistic individuals see some improvement from supplementing with them. An article in Autism Research Review International in 1995 stated that 3 out of 4 reduced or stopped their self-injury when they took calcium supplements. Why not support the body and give it what it needs and remove the things that are toxic? It has even been suggested to postpone giving an infant the MMR immunization until he reaches the age of 3 years old. This is to avoid giving it when the brain is in the process of developing important speech and socialization skills. We just don't have enough time to tell you everything right now, so we have a special offer for those who call by the end of the show, a free CD for your personal computer called Solving Your Health Puzzle, The 6 Steps to Wellness. That's a $35 value. And you can schedule a free 20-minute consultation and evaluation with Dr. Yeager to see if this can help you. Or you can schedule a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager. If you call and leave us your name, phone number, and mailing address at 801-943-3355, or check out our website at www.dryager.com. The phone number is 801-943-3355. So call us now and leave us your name, phone number, and mailing address.
Now, every person has a choice to make to get healthy. I use the analogy where if you put your hand over a flame of fire, as you feel the heat, you can do one of three things. You can wave your hand over the burning flame and let it continue to burn you. That is what people do when they ignore their symptoms. Or you can leave your hand over the burning flame and pour a pitcher of water over the hand to cool the hand. That is what many medications do. They suppress the symptoms, but they don't get to the underlying cause of the problem. Then there is the choice of removing the hand from the fire. That is what holistic healthcare does. It identifies and removes the source of the problem.
It just makes sense. If you remove the source of the problem, then you cure the symptom and other health problems that will occur.
Now that is right. ADD and ADHD can be caused by toxins. Now toxins is a major contributing factor in other conditions like asthma and fertility. It is the cause of allergies, headaches, depression, fatigue, kidney disease, Alzheimer's disease, irregular heartbeats. Now, they can also mimic MS and ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease, many of these health problems may not surface until you're an adult. Now, the problem starts when you are a child with the symptoms of ADD or ADHD or some other health problem. So the important thing here is to remove the toxins. We will be talking more about how toxins can be removed in a few minutes. The same is with allergies, which can also cause ADD and ADHD. You know, allergies can cause many symptoms and are the cause and a member of many conditions like asthma, digestive problems like celiac disease and Crohn's disease. With holistic medicine, we identify the cause or the causes of the problem, toxins, allergies, nutritional, structural, emotional stress, and then remove them.
Tell us about the different interferences.
There are 6 different interferences. The first is structure. Those are the injuries from being in a car accident, or a skiing injury, sports injury, bending, lifting, poor posture, repetitive movements. These are the structural problems. Having a healthy spine is so important. Within the spinal column is the spinal cord, and off the spinal cord is a portion of the autonomic nervous system. It is the nervous system that controls organ function. It controls heart rate, breathing rate, digestion, liver and kidney function. When you go into a dark room, your pupils and your eyes dilate. When you go into a light room, the pupils constrict because of the autonomic nervous system control. That nervous system is in the spine. Having a healthy spine is so essential because of its effect on the autonomic nervous system. The muscles, joints, tendons, ligaments must be strong and healthy to maintain a good structural health, as well as its effect on the health of the autonomic nervous system that controls the function of the organs of the body. If you have an organ dysfunction, treating the spine, which affects the autonomic nervous system, can be a key factor in helping the organ to function normally. Now, the second interference is electromagnetic interference. That is the power lines in our neighborhood, the wiring in our homes, microwaves, computers, televisions, cell phones. Have you ever sat at a computer for 6 to 8 hours? How did you feel afterwards?
Exhausted.
That's the effect of electrical pollution. I've had several patients who have experienced fatigue and exhaustion, and electrical pollution was a major factor. These people work around or exposed to electrical wires around where they work and at home and are sensitive to the electrical pollution. I treated these patients for the electrical pollution with multipolar magnets, and their energy increased dramatically. It was like a miracle. All they had to do was carry around the multipolar magnet, put it in their pocket or close to the body, and it protects them from the electrical pollution. A multipolar magnet is not a regular magnet. Other types of magnets do not have that same effect.
Traditional medicine doesn't even consider the effects of electrical pollution and the effects it's having on people. It's amazing what can happen when you find the cause to what is affecting a person's health and correct it.
That's right. Now, the third interference is nutritional. This is the food you eat, how your body digests and assimilates the food you eat, hormone balance, infections, bacterial, viral, yeast, and parasites, and the taking of supplements. Many people have poor diets and eat artificial foods, which are the processed foods with chemicals added, and do not eat the healthy food that the body needs to function. It eventually catches up with you. That is one of the major factors with ADD and ADHD. Even the schools recognize this and are making some attempt to improving the foods the students have access to by removing some of the junk food in the schools.
At least they're making some attempt. I had a daughter who was diagnosed as having a hormone imbalance by having insufficient amounts of progesterone and cortisol. She is only 21 years old. We gave her the omega-3 fish oils, and her memory and ability to concentrate improved dramatically. Her grades improved. She was able to do better in her tests at school. She didn't have ADD or ADHD, but she did have some of the same symptoms, which is difficulty thinking and poor memory. For her, it was a miracle.
It seemed like a miracle for her. Providing her body with the essential nutrients that her brain needed to function, as it is capable of doing, her memory increased and her grades improved. She now gets A's instead of B's on her test. he could remember the things he studied. That is one of the benefits of taking the omega-3 fish oils. It's also important for the body to make the hormones it needs, like estrogen and progesterone.
We just don't have enough time to tell you everything right now, so we have a special offer for those who call by the end of the show, a free CD for your personal computer called Solving Your Health Puzzle, The 6 Steps to Wellness. That's a $35 value, and you can schedule a free 20-minute consultation and evaluation with Dr. Yeager to see if this can help you. Or you can schedule a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager. Just call right now at 801-943-3355. Call and leave us your name, your phone number, and your mailing address to 801-943-3355. Or you can check out our website at www.DrYeager.com. So continue telling us more about the interferences.
The fourth interference is allergies, food, environmental, and even to self. Allergies and sensitivities contribute to many health problems from fatigue, asthma, sinusitis, digestive problems, headaches, back pain, tendinitis, and many other symptoms. Many people just do not know that ADD and ADHD can be caused by allergies. Many people think of allergies as the runny eyes and the sinus difficulties associated with hay fever. It is so much more. It is also known that allergies can cause depression and anxiety, as well as having a major effect on behavior and the ability to concentrate, as in children with ADD and ADHD.
I didn't realize that allergies could cause ADD and ADHD.
Yes. Allergies affect the body in so many different ways. It mimics many conditions. Did you know that some children with autism have intolerances to many foods and chemicals, which exacerbates their autistic behavior? This is from the Allergy-Induced Autism Support and Research Network. Now, another medical doctor found in his clinical experience, and I quote, Martin was on the verge of being thrown out of his school program where he was in a group of other school-age children with severe developmental and behavioral problems, mostly in the autistic spectrum. Martin was aggressive, hyperactive, and destructive. He goes on to say, I was skeptical. Proficient in allergy evaluation, the evaluation and treatment of Martin's inhalant and food sensitivities resulted in a major improvement so that he was able to benefit more from his school program, participate in family activities that would have been previously been impossible. His allergic responses were cognitive and behavioral in the absence of the kinds of symptoms we usually consider to be allergic, like stuffiness, eczema, wheezing, and itching. The reason I talk about allergies is because many people that I have treated for allergies report to me how their energy levels improve. Their hay fever disappears. Their digestive system heals. Their asthma improves or clears up. Headaches disappear. Their tendinitis disappears. And their neck pain goes away, as well as learning and behavioral problems improve when their allergies are removed. I do a treatment called ASSERT, the Allergy Sensitivity Elimination Reprogramming Technique. It removes allergies by changing how the immune system responds to allergens. The change is a neurologic change in the brain. It's not a chemical change, but a neurological change. It is based on acupuncture, done with a cold laser without needles. That changes the way the immune system reacts to food, environmental, and your own body tissues and fluids. The beauty of the treatment is it treats all three types of allergies, the environmental, food, and the self, the autoimmune allergies. It takes one treatment to remove one allergy, not 5 years of shots. Each treatment takes about 20 minutes, and then you must wait 24 hours, and the allergy is permanently gone in 99% of the cases that I've treated. People do not know what they do not know. Allergies can be treated successfully, and it does not take years of getting shots.
I have seen and talked to many of these people, and they are so grateful to feel so much better when they don't have these allergies. I recently talked to a couple who you treated for their allergies a couple of years ago, and they were saying how great they felt without their allergies. They had more energy than their family members who still have their allergies and are suffering as a result. They were so grateful.
Now, that's the beauty of the Assert treatment. It works, it is fast, and it lasts. Now, I treated a young child for food allergies and a chronic ear infection that she was having for over a year. The pediatrician put her on antibiotics numerous times, but the ear infection just kept on coming back. The child was in pain and was crying a lot because she was miserable. After removing her allergies, her infections disappeared, and she is so much more comfortable. I had another infant who had colic from an allergy to dairy. He cried a lot, which made life difficult for the child and for the mother. He was given formula that contained cow's milk because the mother was not able to produce the breast milk. Once treated for the cow's milk, the baby no longer had the colic, and it was much happier, which made life much easier for mom. Now, the fifth interference is emotional stress. Anger, unforgiveness, fears, phobias, beliefs that are just not true, they do not let go of the past. Emotional stress drains a person of their energy and can be a great contributor of ADD and ADHD. Feelings of boredom or insecurity have been found to be associated with these conditions. Just think about it. Do you feel energized or tired after being under stress for a period of time? Many stresses are subconscious, so they are affecting us and we do not realize it. Take, for example, gluten intolerance. One symptom associated with gluten intolerance is inability to concentrate, as well as moodiness and depression. I also found that there is a huge correlation with gluten intolerance and emotional stress. Many people become gluten intolerant from emotional stress. I have identified the emotion for many of these patients and helped them release that emotional blockage, and the eating of gluten is no longer a problem. You know, one young lady had gluten intolerance because of her anxiety from school. She wanted to get into nursing school. Getting into nursing school is very competitive. She was getting good grades, but not good enough to get into nursing school. By releasing her fears that she was able to eat wheat again without the stomach pain which she was getting when she ate gluten. We then provided her with the omega-3 fish oil. Her memory increased, as well as her ability to concentrate, and her grades improved from B's to A's. That helped her with her confidence and her fear that she was not good enough or smart enough.
It's amazing how emotions that we hold in, the false beliefs and fears, the unforgiveness, the anger, can create so many health problems, including learning disabilities.
Yes, it is amazing. When you find the underlying cause and remove the cause, miracles can happen. Now, the sixth interference is toxins. That is the pesticides, weed killers, and other chemical toxins. The food that we eat can have pesticides from spraying crops so that they look nice in the grocery shop. It is also heavy metals. The air pollution, cleaning chemicals, and contaminated water. Toxins come from many sources that we just do not realize. Toxins can cause so much havoc in our bodies, which does not allow our bodies to function. A study published in the Journal of the Royal Society of Health found that aluminum can be a factor in ADD and ADHD. Mercury toxicity causes identical symptoms of MS and is a known factor of learning disabilities. Toxins are stored in the fatty tissues of the body, like the brain and joints, and are around the organs. They are often a cause for neurologic problems like learning and behavioral disabilities, as in ADD and ADHD, and even in autism. There are several ways to be detoxified depending on the system you need to detoxify. There is not one kind of detoxification that will clean up all kinds of toxins. A gallbladder detoxification cleans out the gallbladder, but not the colon. Heavy metals are cleansed one way versus the liver cleanse is treated another versus a colon cleanse is treated another way. It depends on what system you need to cleanse. Homeopathic formulas, detoxification diets, ionic foot baths, infrared saunas, or chelations are examples of different ways to detox. To release heavy metals and toxins from the body.
Time has just run out. So for those who call within the next 10 minutes, we have a special offer to give you a free CD for your personal computer called Solving Your Health Puzzle, The 6 Steps to Wellness. That's a $35 value. And you can schedule a free 20-minute consultation and evaluation with Dr. Yeager to see if this can help you. Or you can schedule a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager. Call right now at 801-943-3355 and leave us your name, phone number, and mailing address so we can get this CD to you. 801-943-3355. That's 801-943-3355. Or you can check out our website at www.dryager.com. 801-943-3355.
This has been Solving Your Health Puzzle with Dr. Stuart Yeager.